That is Good Morning from down Melbourne way, and that was Cab Deg from them. We're coming up to 7:45. You are, of course, listening to Breakfast on 2SER.
2SER Breakfast.
Well, September 6th, and that's today, by the way, if you haven't had a chance to look at a calendar, it's Indigenous Literacy Day. It's a national celebration of Indigenous culture, stories, language, and, of course, literacy. Now, later this morning at Sydney Opera House, Indigenous Literacy Foundation Lifetime Ambassador and, of course, much-loved author of books for kids and young adults, Alison Lester, is going to join fellow ambassadors Josh Pike and Justine Clark, as well as some elders and students from Yakanara in Western Australia, to launch a book called the Yakanara Songbook. Tell us a bit more. Alison, a very good morning to you.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, the Yakanara Songbook sounds absolutely amazing. 14 illustrated songs about place, animals, hunting, fishing, most of which written in the Walmajari language.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful thing. And I guess I think one even more exciting thing is that it was really driven by the community. When the Indigenous Literacy Foundation talked to the community about what book they would like, because we'd already published a couple of books the kids had written. This was the one that the elders wanted. They wanted this songbook in language. So it's a really beautiful piece. It's a lovely hardback book, and the kids have done really incredible illustrations to go with it.
And, of course, Yakanara is a great example of what the Literacy Foundation can do. It's a very isolated community.
Yeah, it's on the northern edge of the Great Sandy Desert next to the St. George Range. It's a really beautiful, beautiful place, and about 60 kilometres south of Fitzroy Crossing.
Oh, that far away.
Yeah, it's very remote.
And, of course, in those areas, like, books are too scarce, literacy levels are low, but the other thing the foundation does is has a focus on first language literacy for these people.
Yeah, I think it's, for a long time, education departments were insisting that children, Indigenous children, were only taught in English. And that goes right back to the early days when I used to get smacked for speaking language. But now I think everyone agrees that it's the easiest way for a child to learn is to learn to read in their own language. And there's the other issue that if you keep language, you can keep culture too. That, a lot of the many Indigenous languages in Australia have been lost, over the years.
Mm.
And some of them people are getting them back. But this is a great example of a community that's been really determined to hang on to their language and are using it to get their kids literate.
And as you said, the focus is on working with those groups to make sure that what's being published is, appropriate but also collaborative.
Yeah, that's right. A bit of ownership, not so much everyone telling other people what to do.
Yeah. So what's it been like to work with them from your perspective as an already established author?
With the Indigenous Literacy Foundation?
Mm.
Yeah, just wonderful. I've been really interested in working in, or I have been working in remote communities for a long time. And so when I found that I could work with the ILF, it's been absolutely fabulous. I think the main thing is really the difference in resources, that often I go out to a community and I have travelled with a printer and paper and everything that I need, and we make little books on the spot and leave them at the school. But to be able to publish books, beautiful hardback books that go out into the world and that you can buy in bookshops is a step up and really just gets those such interesting and unique cultures out into the world.
And, of course, you've been a lifetime ambassador for a while. You've been working with the likes of Josh Pike as well.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, having a little sing-along with Josh. And Justine Clark, yeah, they're some really fabulous ambassadors. I'm often a bit starstruck when I come to these things.
Oh, I love that. Well, of course, you're launching the Yakanara Songbook at 10:30 this morning at the Sydney Opera House. There's lots of other events going on throughout the day. We'll make sure there's a link up on 2SER.com to the Indigenous Literary Foundation's website. Alison Lester, thank you so much for chatting this morning.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Alison Lester there, a much-loved children's author.